Upper Room Community Church presents Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free.
For to you I pray, my God and my King. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation.
Everyone, welcome to another broadcast of Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free. Now listen carefully, we have a very important announcement to make at the end of the broadcast, telling you how you can access a free health fair. So don't go away, make sure you stick around to the end of today's message. Well, I have a question for you. Do you think love is caught or taught, or both? Well, let's tune in to Pastor Muirhead as he shares with us an excerpt of a message entitled Learning to Love.
Amen. Says, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. So what this is saying is that, you know, our ability to love is linked with knowledge. Knowledge. Knowledge of, for a man, knowledge of who a woman is and what a woman needs. And men, you know, let me tell you, our mentality is such that sometimes we think that all a woman needs is sex. But a woman needs more than sex. Much more than sex.
Amen.
One woman in the place, but praise the Lord. Thank God for that woman. Everybody else is a man. Amen. Because I should hear, amen. Praise God. Glory to God. And may I say that men, you need more out of a relationship than sex. A man needs more than sex. I have one man again. Praise God. Amen. That man is enlightened. He has insight. He has knowledge. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. More and more. And knowledge and depth of insight. So, we're going to look at what is love. Amen. What is love? Let's look at what the dictionary has to say about love. It says, a profoundly tender, passionate affection for another person. Can you explain what that means, Sister Stephanie? What it says, wow, she's heavy. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you see, I'm a simple guy. How do I become a profoundly tender, passionate, affectionate person? Think about that. Alright, put it another way. Is it possible that I can be involved in a relationship and come across as being profoundly passionate, tender, passionate, affectionate person in the bedroom and yet I don't love? You know that men can do that? So how do you know that the person really loves you? Huh? How do you know that the person really loves you? Don't answer me. Huh? Imagine now. Somebody comes to you and they are profoundly tender, passionate, affectionate towards you. Amen? You know them? Hug you up and you know, can't let you go, man. All right? And then, in the next moment, they are impatient towards you. What wrong with you? You're a leader at you. Can't stand you when you go on like that. Now tell me something. What would be more impacting on your life? When they are profoundly and then when they're out of that mode, they're impatient towards you. Huh? Them insult you. Would that be love? That's not love. The Bible says love is patient and kind. Amen. Amen. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. So if somebody is affectionate towards you at times, but at other times, which will be most of the time, they are rude towards you, they are, you know, impatient towards you, you're going to begin to wonder, does this person really love me? Amen. Does this person really love me? I don't know about you, but to me, those things are important. It's important that if you say you love me, that you're patient with me. But to begin with, I'm not perfect. Amen. And none of us are perfect. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its way. It is not irritable or resentful. So if you want to test, this is a true litmus test, if you did chemistry. This is a true litmus test of whether or not somebody loves you. Don't go by the words. You know, when they look at you and say, roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. And you get excited. Amen? You get excited. But the important thing is whether they are patient, whether they are kind, whether they are arrogant or rude or insist on their own way. Amen? That's the important thing. That's how you judge whether somebody really loves you. So, is love taught or caught? Well, personally, I think both. I think that one of the things that's missing in our society is that there are not enough persons modeling love. Modeling love. You don't have enough persons who are demonstrating to others how to love. What we see is a lot of violence and bitterness and anger and hatred. A lot of revenge. We don't have enough persons modeling love. Amen? And so, you know, love, to me, love can be caught through modeling, and love can be taught. It needs to be taught also. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 9. It says, now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. Amen. So the Bible actually speaks about people being taught to love. Taught by God. And one of the ways in which you are taught by God, you can be taught directly by the Holy Spirit, or you can be taught by God working through somebody to teach you. Think about it. How many of us, before today's sermon, have thought about the importance or the necessity of us being taught to love? Titus chapter 2. Timothy, then Titus. Reading from verse 1. It says, you must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine. teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. That's very interesting. That even older men need to be taught. Do you know that there are some people, after they pass a certain age, they think that you can't teach them anything? That's wrong. We are capable, if we are willing, of learning until the day God calls us home. So it says, teach the older men. And one of the things that he speaks about is love. Can you imagine? You'd think that a man who is now old is a consultant in love. He's saying here, teach the older men about love, about self-control. The men in Jamaica need to be taught love and about self-control. Amen. Praise God. It says, likewise, and I like the balance of scripture. It says, likewise, teach the older woman. Can the older woman say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Not only older men, but older women. Amen. Teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live.
Amen.
Not only reverent in your head, must be reverent. Are you with me? Amen. To be reverent in the way they live. Not to be slanderers.
Amen.
Or addicted to much wine.
Amen.
But to teach what is good.
Amen.
Then they can train the younger woman.
Amen.
Can the woman, younger woman say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Younger women need training also. I love that.
Well, our time is running out. But are you being trained to love? What is your experience of love? Are you experiencing love that is patient, kind, considerate, and keeps no record of wrong? If not, then you are not experiencing love. We all need to learn to love others, to love our spouses, and to love our children. God is love. He is the perfect model for us to follow, so we can truly learn how to love. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for your word tonight. Lord, teach us to love. As Paul prayed, we too pray that our love for each other will abound more and more, and that it will grow in knowledge and depth of insight. Lord, I thank you for turning the hearts of husbands back to their wives, and the hearts of wives back to their husbands. Mend every broken relationship tonight, O Lord. Heal the wounds from past hurts, and set your people free from hate, from anger and malice. Lord, I thank you for your great love, and I thank you, Lord, to teach us to love you and to love others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, how about that health fair now? Well, Upper Room Community Church, in collaboration with Stafford Crossing Community Church of Virginia, USA, will be hosting a free health fair come July 16 to 19 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. What services can you receive at this health fair? Well, there will be a team of medical doctors there. Lions Club will be there to do eye screening. Dental hygienists will be there to provide dental care. There'll be blood pressure checks, BMI, and body fat percentage tests, all done by the Consumer Services Division of Nestle Jamaica Limited. And on the last day of the fair, there'll be free HIV tests by the Ministry of Health. It's a full menu of services, and it's all free. Yes, you heard right, all free. So it's happening July 16 to 19 at Upper Room Community Church at 39 Shortwood Road. Tell your neighbor, tell your friends. Well, we are definitely getting out of here now. But as usual, we would like to hear from you. give us a call at 969-7992 or 809-5267. That is 969-7992 or 809-5267. For the next half an hour, our lines are open. Well, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Merhead, this is Pastor Metz wishing you all a blessed good evening.